بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب الوعظ والاقتصاد فيه الحمد لله. This is the 91st chapter of Riyadh Salihin. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh explains this chapter on advising people, giving talks, bayans, wa'az, nasihat, and being brief in doing so. So when a person is giving advice, it should not be a very lengthy advice. It should be brief so that the person who is listening should be able to practice upon it. قال الله تعالى ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, call towards the path of your Rabb, your sustainer. Give da'wah towards your Rabb with wisdom and with beautiful counsel. والموعظة الحسنة, in a nice manner. So inviting towards the path of Allah, towards the oneness of Allah, the greatness of Allah, this is a responsibility of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it was a task upon all the messengers of the past. So believers, as believers, we are expected to command and invite towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, explain the virtues of good actions, noble actions, and the harms of evil actions in a nice manner, in a kind manner. The word is used is hikmah. Hikmah means with wisdom, in a very tactful manner. So a person should not be harsh or cruel when he is explaining something. He should not embarrass the audience, should not embarrass the person who is advising or disgrace him, but the approach should be with one of hikmah, wisdom, love and kindness. وعن أبي وائل شقيق بن سلمة رضي الله تعالى قال كان ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى يذكرنا في كل خميس. Hazrat Abu Wa'il Shaqiq bin Salama says that Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, the sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would give us a talk, or he would address us every Thursday. فقال له رجل يا أبا عبد الرحمن لوديت أنك ذكرتنا كل يوم. So a person then asked, he said, Abu Abdurrahman, in other words, he's talking to Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, he says, it is my desire and I wish that you give us a talk every single day. In other words, you address us, give us a bayan every single day. فَقَالَ أَمَا إِنَّهُ يَمْنَعُنِي مِنْ ذَلِكَ أَنِّي أَكْرَهُ أَنْ أُمِلَّكُمْ وَإِنِّي أَتَخَوَّلُكُمْ بِالْمَوْعِظَةِ كَمَا كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يَتَخَوَّلُنَا بِهَا مَخَافَةَ السَّامَةِ عَلَيْنَا مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. So he said, no, listen, I do not want to do this. In other words, give you a lengthy bayan every single day, because I fear that I may bore you, and I'm concerned about addressing you, just as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would address you, and he used to be concerned about us, yatakhawwaluna, fearing that we would become bored and tired. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would advise us, but it wouldn't be every single day a lengthy advice, long, long bayan, no. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would advise us, he would give us brief advice, yes. There were those occasions where the advice was very lengthy. But those are rare occasions. Yes, Rasulullah would advise the Sahaba on a daily basis, but those advices were brief, and he would look at the audience and he would give them appropriate advice. So here the hadith highlights the need for being, again, there's moderation in every action that we do. So even in our speeches and the bayans and advices, it should not be very lengthy that the people become tired and bored. Many times you see the bayan is so long that people wake up and they go away. So a person should advise people continuously, but it shouldn't be a very, very long advice. The person should focus on the audience and the people who he is addressing, so that it should be appropriate for them. So here Rasulullah himself would be concerned about the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, and despite the love that he had for them, and he wanted them to bring whatever teachings he had into their lives, whatever he was imparting to them, but it wasn't a very long bayan every single day for hours on end. The person then becomes very tired and he doesn't sit anymore. وعن أبي اليقظان عمار بن ياسين رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن طول صلاة الرجل وقصر خطبته مئنة من فقهه فأطيل الصلاة وأقصر الخطبة رواه مسلم. Rasul Abu Yaqzan Ammar bin Yasir radiyallahu anhu says that I heard Rasulullah saying, performing lengthy salah and delivering a short khutbah is a sign of a person's intelligence. So lengthen the salah and shorten the sermon. So here again, on a Friday especially, or on an Eid day, the khutbah that we have should not be very, very long and the namaz very brief. No, it should be the other way around. The khutbah should be short, curtail, brief, get to the point. And the salat should be long. Long does not mean it should be for such a long salat that people become tired again. Of course, one has to bear in mind the people behind him. Of course, it shouldn't be so short that we didn't feel like we did namaz also. So there's moderation, and the sunnah of Rasulullah and the teachings of the ahadith, they explain to us how the imam should perform salah. Shouldn't be a very lengthy salah, because they are people who are weak, they're old people, they're people who have got hajat, they've got needs, so they cannot stand for so long. However, the khutbah should be, the salah should be longer than the khutbah. The khutbah, the sermon should be brief, and the salah should be longer. This shows the intelligence of the person who is performing the lengthy salat and he's curtailing the khutbah. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.